24, I want to read a verse of Scripture and say a few things about it. 2 Samuel chapter 24, and we'll just read one verse for the sake of time. I'll mention the chapter and the bring forth the truth, might make an application in our heart. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24, the Bible said, "And the king said unto Araunah, Nay, but I will surely buy of thee at a price." He's talking about the threshing floor. "Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God, that which doth not cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. I want to preach, if the Lord will help me, from that verse there where he said, "Which doth cost me?" Which doth cost me? I just preach on the thought, it cost me. It cost me. You see, in this text, now you got to read the whole chapter to get the true facts or the text of it or the context. David's in the latter part of his life, and for some reason, it looked like that God allowed the devil. Now, it's the same Scriptures in 1 Chronicles 21 that the God of heaven allowed the devil to move David to number Israel. David told Joab, he said, you don't need to number Israel. Hey, God just trusts God. It's amazing. Joab had more spirituality here than David did. But David, it looks like to me, was moved to number Israel. Now, for the reason I don't know, if I had to guess, I'd say David just wanted to know how many he had, or maybe he wanted to see the increase since he's been the king, but it wasn't the will of God. And so Joab takes about 10 months, goes through Israel, and comes back and tells David how many they have, thank God, in the army. And of course, he didn't count two of the tribes, but out of all the 10, he came back and told him. And they, of course, they had over a million. Thank God that was fighters. And then the Bible said that the Lord smote David in his heart because of his sin and not trusting God and counting. And the Bible said here, thank God that God gave David a choice. God said, "I'm going to judge Israel. I'm going to judge over the sin that you've committed." This is the only time I remember God giving somebody, my friend, three choices, what to do. And God said, "I can have 7 years of famine in the land. You can have 3 months where your enemy's going to chase you. Or you can take 3 days of pestilence." And David said this. He said, "Well, I know God's mercy is greater than man's mercy. And if anything, I'd like it to rather be in the hand of God than the hand of men." And he said, "So he picked 3 days of pestilence." Well, anyway, the Bible said that, of course, the angel came. David even mentioned seeing him lift his sword. And it said that 70,000 fell over that sin. And then God used Gad, which was David's seer. And Gad told David, he said, "You need to get that thing right." And so David goes here, thank God, to this, my friend Arenoff, thank God, to Jebusite, I believe he was. And he said, I need your threshing floor. Now, history says this is the same spot that Abraham went to offer Isaac up. And they've been talking about, thank God, what sacrifices had been there, talked about Calvary. And here, thank God, ultimately, it's where Solomon's temple is built. But at this time, here this man, hey, God says to David, David, you can have what you want. You can have the threshing floor. You can have the oxen that I've raised. I'll offer sacrifice with. You can have what you want. But David made this statement in chapter 24 that we read in verse 24.
for. For David said, I'm not going to offer something to God that don't cost me something. And so David's saying here, thank God this thing cost me. And I won't say this morning that everything costs something. It don't matter what it is, it's going to cost something. Amen. Thank God David, my friend, gave this man some, thank God, some shekels of gold. And he bought it. He bought them oxen. Thank God, the sacrifice. And you know the Bible said, thank God that he offered up a burnt offering. And a burnt offering was he'd take that that animal. Thank God, and my friend, strip him of his hide. And thank God, cut him up. And then put him on an altar. Thank God, and his offering would be a burnt offering. And that burnt offering, thank God, would satisfy God. And God said, thank God, accept your offering. And God, thank God, went through the plague from Israel. Thank God, and David, thank God, was forgiven. Amen. Then he offered up a peace offering. A peace offering was an offering, thank God, of fellowship with God to restore that fellowship that had been broken by sin. And so David offers this up. But I want to talk to you about the cost. Now everything costs something. Sin costs something. It cost 70,000 men. In this day, sin's always got a cost to it. It don't matter what you do, sin's got to cost you. Amen. It could cost your life. Amen. Achan, it cost his life. God told the Israelites on the way to Canaan, he said, don't take of anything in Jericho. Don't take of the gold. Don't take of the silver. Don't take of the garments. But Achan took of them, and he hid them under his own tent. And the next battle Israel went in, they went to Ai, and they went in pride, and they had Achan had that sin in the camp. And God didn't give them victory. They lost. They lost 36 men in the battle. And then Joshua falls on his face and cries out to God. And God said, get up. He said, there's sin in the camp. And of course, they had to get every representative. Thank God, my friend, of the tribes. And here comes Achan. And Achan was before Joshua. And God said, man said, give God glory. And he said, I can't. He said, I'm seeing and taking, thank God, the wedge of gold and the silver and the garment. And God had to judge him. And they stoned him and his family. And that's why they called the Valley of Trouble, because it was a place of trouble for Israel. And the only way they could go any further, thank God, was Achan to be dealt with. I'm saying this, seeing has a cost this morning. It don't matter what it is. Hey, God's sin will cost you. It'll never pay you good things. It'll always cost you, my friend, judgment. It'll cost you misery. It'll cost you destruction. It'll cost you, hey, God, this morning, some things that you don't want to pay. Amen. That's right. All through the Bible, sin cost the day Adam sinned. It cost the whole human race. It cost them death. It cost them misery. It cost them, what I'm doing, sweat. It cost them curse. Cursed is the one that hangeth on a tree. Thank God Christ took my curse. But the thing of it is, there's always a cost. There's a cost in serving God. Amen. You just don't serve God. There's a cost in it. Thank God, you got to give your life to him. A man, he said, a man didn't go build a tower and don't count the cost. Hey, man, you got to count the cost. You don't want to not finish. Thank God what you started. And buddy, I'm telling you, in this journey, hey, man, God has put me in. There's been some cost to pay. Amen. That's right. It's going to cost you something. If you want to serve God, it's going to cost you something. It ain't three times a week in the house of God. I've been doing that since I got saved. But the thing of it is, it might cost your family. That's right. I know families that split over the things about being saved. I mean, did not God told the foes shall be of them of your household? I know he's talking about the book of Matthew chapter 10, dealing with the nation of Israel, the Jews. But I'm telling you, you can't serve God and man too. Amen. That'll cost you something.
That's right. My family's here this morning. I thank God for them. And I would say that after I got saved, some people thought I was crazy. Amen. That's right. They found out that I really was. Amen. Because when I got saved, thank God, I did live different. I did talk different. Amen. That's right. You know what? My mom and daddy said this morning, I love them. Thank God for them. But you know what? I don't know what kind of effect that I'd had on them if I'd have not been different. Amen. And had not they seen their son was a different man, I can say the same thing for my wife. I can say the same thing for others in the family. Thank God that seen a difference. But you know that difference costs something. I mean, it costs you. Thank God people didn't understand you. And any time you turn to God, it's always a cost with it. Amen. Yeah. You see, here's the thing. People say, well, I'd get saved, but I got to give up this. I'm going to tell you this. I didn't give up nothing when I got saved. I don't look at it like that. I gained everything. Amen. I mean, I didn't give up nothing. I wanted to give it up. Amen. God had me in the place I'd gave up anything. I'd gave my name up if it took that. Amen. It didn't really matter. Praise God. I wanted to get born again. And didn't know how to get born again. And I'm telling you, a man that's not willing to give up, thank God he'll never get in. Amen. I said, God got me there. And God's got to get you there. But I'm telling you, people say, well, would I have to give up this? You know when people say that to me, I say, well, when you get willing, just talk to me. Amen. What do you give up, preacher? Sin? Sin? A cursing tongue? Amen. A lying tongue? Amen. Thank God, deadness inside. No peace with inside. Ain't got no hope with inside. What did I give up? Thank God, what did I get? Amen. I got salvation. Thank God I got a new birth. I got a new nature. I got peace within. I got life everlasting. Thank God that's what I got, not what I gave up. Amen. Thank God, friend. If you ever get saved, it's not what you give up. It's what you get. Amen. Amen. There's a cost in it. It's a cost. There's a cost in serving God. They thought when I started preaching, they said, ain't no way. I mean, you got to go to school. You can't preach like that. That's what the man that was my pastor told me. He told me I needed to go to Falwell University. I thought, under God, I don't want to go there if I have to go. Amen. That's right. You know, I got to thinking about that thing, and when God called me to preach, I wasn't a smart aleck about it. I said yes, sir. I never argue with him, but I knew in my heart, thank God that there, my friend, the cost was to give myself. The cost was to obey the call. The cost was to trust the Holy Ghost. The cost was to study the Word of God. The cost was to give myself wholly unto God. And when I give myself to him, thank God, my friend, it paid off. Amen. When you give yourself to him, it'll pay off. Why don't you give yourself to him? Why don't you give yourself to him? That means everything. That means your money, your house, your family. You just give it all. Amen. Would have cost me not being in control. Thank God. You need to get out of control. You need to let him have control. Yeah. Amen. David said, I'm not gonna use your oxen. I'm not gonna use your threshing floor unless I pay for it. Yeah. Hey God, I'm not gonna take something that costs me nothing. I'm telling you what, thank God today that you give it all to him, I'm telling you, the best day of your life. Amen. That's right. Just give it all to him. And you jump too. Your junky attitudes. Amen. Your problems.
I got this problem, preacher. Well, get in line. I got them too.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. What I'm trying to preach this morning because I'm fighting a cold. But I got problems. I mean, I got problems. You got problems. Amen. We got physical problems. Is God able to heal? I don't know where Jesus died when it comes to healing. He rose again, thank God, and gave us the prayer of faith to save the sick. Amen. It might cost you something. It might cost you some pride. I'd hate to go front and have anybody pray over me. Amen. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with some people. You know why they stay sick? They won't submit to God. I believe that God uses doctors to heal people. I believe that's a miracle. God does. He uses medicine. He uses physicians. He uses his people of God to pray. I mean, a man that wouldn't want the people of God to pray for him, he's got a pride problem. Amen. Now, you know why some of you won't come forward and get right with God? You don't want people to think something about you. But you give it all in. It's my friend. Hey, God, you'll never know what giving counts. Amen. Give yourself. You won't have to worry no more once you give it all to Him. That's right. If it's His, I ain't got to worry about my bank account. It's His. Amen. Amen. If I'm united with Him and I am, every care I have is His.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. Every one of them, Brother Joe. Amen. He knows every one of them, son. Thank God He knows every one of them. Praise God. I mean, He's your Father.
Yes.
God help. I mean, I'm not going to. Thank God it cost me something. It cost me yielding to Him. It's a whole lot better than trying to do it myself. Amen. You can't figure it out anyhow. I've done that income tax stuff. That'd give me a headache. I was praying while I was doing it. God, I wish they'd take this IRS stuff out. I'd rather pay it at the gas pump or something. Amen. I'd rather do that and have to pay all them people and do all that kind of stuff. Amen. I know some of y'all get that money back. Amen. That's a good problem. Glad you do. Amen. That's a blessing, ain't it? Get a little cash back. Amen. It's better have a little cash in your pocket. Not most of the time. But if Peter and John had a little cash in their pocket, they might have threw it to that man that wanted it. That ain't always bad. I got $2. I believe I'll give that to him. He might want to buy some yarn to crochet with. That's all his. Why don't we just give it to him?
Amen.
David said, I'm not going to take it. Thank God there's a cost in it. Amen. It costs something to burn these lights. It costs something to have good air conditioning in the summertime. Amen. If we relied on some people, we'd be waving. We'd have to open the windows. Amen. Hey, we want everything free, you know. That's why everybody wants today. And I'm going to tell you, remember what I'm about to tell you. Nothing ever come free.
No.
Our freedom didn't come free.
No.
I stand on this ground today as a proud American. I got American blood.
Yeah.
Amen. I got Adam's blood. I'm born in America. And I'm a citizen of America. I'm glad to be an American. It costs something. It costs soldiers fighting. Amen. That's right. I don't like people that bad mouth. Can you see people today that want to bad mouth? Thank God the military and people that fought for our country. I'm telling you, one ticket to Russia. Thank God we'll help pay.
Amen.
I'm not a communist. I like liberty. Amen. I don't like government control. I understand that God did ordain government, put government in place in the proper authorities.
Yes.
And God's ordained the law. Amen. Yes. It's for our good. They're ministers for our good to do judgment on them that do terror.
Yeah.
But it costs something.
Yeah.
We just don't have this kind of freedom without a cost.
Right.
And I won't say this and I'm through. What I possess within me today, thank God it cost my Lord.
Yes.
It cost my Lord His life.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. You know what? That blood that was shed on Calvary, there's a cost. in what I have today. There's a cost in what you have today. Amen. Jesus said, I'll pay the cost. Amen. I'll pay the fee. I'll pay the sin debt. I'll die for sinners. I'll give myself. I'll love the world of sinners. Thank God that I'll go to an old rugged tree and die there willingly. Thank God, knowing the joy that's set before me. That God, this pain and this suffering and all that I go through, an old rugged cross. Thank God to go there. Thank God that somebody might get saved. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Yes. That salvation you possess is a free salvation.
Yes.
It didn't cost you nothing.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, that's why it's the gift of God. Yes. He paid it all and all to Him owes.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. And I'm going to tell you one thing, brother. It cost our Lord something. Amen. It cost Him His life. It cost Him His blood. It cost Him, thank God, to yield Himself up, hang on a tree for 6 hours, let a world cuss Him, let a God of hating crowd, my friend, not want Him, and still give Himself. Amen. That's right. What a blessing. You know, what's the cost? His blood. His blood.
Yeah.
That's what cost Him. His life. He died that you might have life.
Yeah.
It's all free.
Yeah.
But it cost Him. It cost Him.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Think about this. Have you ever thought about being thankful for them that's paid the cost? Well, my mom and daddy, they didn't go out and pick clothes off trees when I was growing up. They put food on my table and clothes on my back. Amen. What about church people down through the years that's prayed?
Yeah.
There's people out here today that used to be in this house of God that's gone on to be with the Lord. They had an investment in this church. They invested. They invested their life. They cost them something. They gave. They prayed. They sought God. This thing just didn't happen. Amen. Thank God. And we're talking other night. And talk about the good liberty of worship here, and the preaching, and thank God the singing after the meeting, and me and Brother Jonathan was talking, and he said, it's just different, it's so good, and when he said that, it automatically gripped my heart, and I said, God, don't never let it be no different. There's a fear in my heart of that thing not being here. There's a fear in my heart, because I know it costs something. I know it costs people praying. I know it costs people giving. I know it costs people going the extra mile. I know it costs. There's a cost to everything. Amen. There's a cost. And listen to what I'm about to tell you and I'm through. When somebody does something that they don't have to do, I'm telling you, that's when God blesses it. Amen. I've had people behind bars tell me, you don't have to do this. You don't have to come up here to us. You don't have to come up here and stand talk to me for 30 minutes. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. But they see, Jesus gave Himself willingly. He became a sacrifice. Listen, this is not a negative remark. This is a positive exhortation. When we're made, have to be made to do something, and we're not willingly sacrificing ourselves for the cause of Christ and going the extra mile. And listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. This thing is about giving your life for it. Praise God. I mean giving your life for it. No matter when you give away your life, you'll find your life. This ain't about me. It's about Him. This is what I'll ask my question.
Yeah.
What's it going to cost me for this church to have more power? What's it going to cost me for me to have more power with God? What's it going to cost me for this church to go forward? What's it going to cost me for this church to do better because of me? What's it going to cost me? I'm going to tell you what it's going to cost you. Time. It's going to cost you time. Amen. You know, somebody cleaned the carpet this week. Brother Todd did. Somebody put something in the offering plate. Thank God that can help take care of the bills of the church. It costs something. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. You know why? That you can come in here and worship God. And you can feel His divine presence. And you can enjoy the singing. And you can enjoy the Word of God. It costs somebody something. Amen. It costs something. Amen. David said, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to pay you for it. Because I wouldn't offer nothing to God that didn't cost me. Amen. I wouldn't offer nothing to God that didn't cost me. Thank the Lord. Let's stand this morning.